to Jesus, and you want to sort of associate with Jesus and be a part of what Jesus is doing, and you want Jesus to kind of work with you and make you what you want to be, you're in. And this will be affirmed. You will be told, if you just pray this prayer, you're a Christian. You'll be certified. In some cases, if you come to an altar and pray this prayer, you're going to be doubly certified. In some cases, if you show some kind of faithfulness to the meetings that you go to and they're all about Jesus, quote unquote, that's a certification. But mostly, if you feel good about Jesus and you want Him to fix your life and take your life, you'll be affirmed. You're okay. As long as you say you want Jesus in your life, and as long as you say you believe in Jesus, and as long as you pray to Jesus and ask Him to fix your life, say the right things, show the right emotional responses to the events that are done in the name of Jesus, you're okay. In fact, you'll be built up. You'll be affirmed regularly. God loves you, and He loves you unconditionally, and all He wants to do is fulfill every dream and desire you have in your life. And you're here and you're showing your love for God, and that's putting you in the spot where you're going to be just blessed. And so both the lack of definition in the gospel and this overwhelming desire to make everybody feel good and to assure them that they're okay with God if they just hang around the people who talk about Jesus lures people in and seduces them into the dream that they are right with God. And they're not. There's a third thing, a failure at self-examination. A failure at self-examination. When somebody says to me, I'm not sure I'm a Christian, what should be my immediate response? Oh, well, of course you are. Well, you're here. Have you ever prayed the prayer? Have you gone to the prayer room? What are you talking about? Of course you're a Christian. Look at you. You have a Bible. Hey, you have a MacArthur Study Bible. You have to be a Christian. What do you mean? But if anybody says to me, I'm not sure I'm a Christian, my immediate response is, the reason you may feel you're not a Christian is because you're not a Christian.